The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes outlines on the blackboard. Goldfish don't bounce. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Maggie gets scanned at the supermarket, and Lisa is kicked out of her music class. The Simpsons rush into their living room, but overshoot the mark and run past the edge of the film reel. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Well, Edna, for a school with no Asian kids, I think we put on a pretty darn good science fair. Go, Ray.
Allow me to demonstrate.
Bart zaps Skinner and Crabapple with his go-go ray, sending them into an uncontrollable dance.
Can't stop doing the monkey!
He blasts the other teachers and they all start to boogie.
I'm disrupting the learning process, and I love it! First prize! First prize!
First prize!
First prize!
First prize!
Why are you saying that?
Just screwing with your mind.
Homer, I want you to encourage Lisa with her science fair project.
Yes, syrup is better than jelly.
I've grown a futuristic tomato by fertilizing it with anabolic steroids.
The kind that help our Olympic athletes reach new peaks of excellence?
The very same. I think this tomato could wipe out world hunger.
More tomato?
Yes, please.
Where's your science fair project, boy?
I thought I'd investigate the effects of cigarette smoking on dogs.
The dog coughs.
Bart, don't give the dog cigarettes.
Well, time to go to work. Little did I know, I'm ducking out early to take the Duff Brewery tour. Rolling at 9, punch out at 5. That's the plan. They don't suspect a thing. Well, off to the plant, then to the Duff Brewery. Uh-oh. Did I say that or just think it? I gotta think of a lie fast.
Homer, are you going to the Duff Brewery?
As the workforce trudge into the power plant, a security guard kicks a man back in line, and Homer checks a secret map.
If the plant ye wish to flee, go to Sector 7B.
Homer sneaks through a door labeled 7B, Do Not Enter. Beyond it is a maintenance tunnel filled with cobwebs, a human skeleton, and a giant spider.
To overcome the spider's curse, simply quote a Bible verse. Thou shalt not go.
He kills the spider with a rock. Barney's in the getaway car.
Hey, that looks like Princess Di. Oh, wait, it's just a pile of rags.
Oh, Bart, I forgot my math book. Would you hold this for me, please?
Certainly.
Bart takes the giant tomato.
Whoop, shoes untied. Over, under, in and out. That's what shoe tying's all about.
Skinner's backside is a tempting target for Bart. He throws the tomato and Skinner looks up as the oversized vegetable looms over him.
No!
The ripe tomato strikes Skinner's rear end and explodes into an almighty shower of red juice, splashing some of the students. At the Duff Brewery, a clock chimes with a mechanical belching man.
Welcome to the Duff Brewery. Now, I'm sure all of you have heard the rumors that a batch of Duff was contaminated with strychnine.
Strychnine? Sorry.
That's news to me.
Are you sure? Well, everyone's talking about it. It was even on CNN last night.
CNN?
Oh, no, I didn't see CNN.
Well, it's not true. Let's go!
Anti-communist advertising.
Now, here's one of our favorite Duff beer commercials from the early 1950s.
Only Duff fills your Q zone with pure beer goodness. So drink up, and up, and up!
The cartoon doctor takes off.
Duff beer,
proud sponsors of Amos and Andy.
We're proud of all of our Duff commercials, but here's a very special one from 1960.
Well, I would suggest, Mr. Van Oker, that if you knew the president, that was probably just a facetious remark.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for Duff Beer.
I'd also like to express my fondness for that particular beer.
A man never drank a Duff in his life.
And here we have Duff, Duff Light, and our newest flavor, Duff Dry. What does the future hold for Duff? Let's just say we've got a few ideas up our sleeve.
Like what?
I'd rather not get into it right now.
Why not?
All right. We don't have any ideas for the future. We got nothing. Happy?
No.
Mom, Bart wrecked my project and the science fair's in 3 days.
Mm. Well, I've got an idea. Why don't you run a hamster through a maze?
She imagines Bart as a hamster.
Help me! Help me!
What's so funny?
Oh, I was just thinking of a joke I saw on Herman's head.
Now, this is the most important man on the tour. He's in charge of quality control.
Fine, fine, mouse, fine, mouse, rat, fine, syringe, fine, nose, fine.
Let me just say, you're doing a great job, Phil.
Hey, thanks a lot. That makes it all worthwhile.
Gummy beer. Hey, Barney, I think you've had enough.
Are you crazy? We still haven't tried Raspberry Duff, Lady Duff, Tartar Control Duff.
A drink drive message, then a contradictory Duff advert.
Barney, give me your keys. You're too drunk to drive.
I'm fine.
Okay, you leave me no option.
Ow, what was that for?
I'm trying to knock you out.
Ow, cut it out.
Homer repeatedly slams Barney's head in the car door.
Ow! Ow! All right, here, take the keys.
Chief Wiggum, disguised as a Duff mascot, waves as they drive off.
Look alive, boys. Couple of stewed prunes heading your way.
A fleet of police bikes stop Homer.
W-X-Y-N-Z. Now I know my ABCs. Won't you come and play with me?
Flawless.
We also would have accepted, tell me what you think of me.
Huh, I guess you're free to...
Give him the breathalyzer!
Huh?
You're under arrest.
Don't!
Think you can get this car home?
Sure thing, giant beer!
Wiggum is sent rolling in his costume.
Oh, mother of mercy! Hey, this is kind of fun! Whee!
He hits a tree and explodes.
Hello?
Yeah, Mrs. Simpson, I have some bad news. Your husband was found DOA.
Oh, my God, he's dead?
Oh, wait, I mean DWI. I always get those two mixed up.
My name is Mrs. Phillips. You said my husband is DWI?
Why don't you talk to that officer over there? I'm going out to lunch.
Don't worry, Homer. I have a foolproof strategy to get you out of here. Surprise witnesses, each more surprising than the last. I tell you, the judge won't know what hit him.
Pipe down in there, Hutz.
Your license is hereby revoked, and you are to attend traffic school and 2 months of Alkanon meetings.
Your Honor, I'd like that last remark stricken from the record.
No.
It doesn't get any better than this.
I want the most intelligent hamster you've got.
Okay. This little guy writes mysteries under the name of J.D. McGregor.
How can a hamster write mysteries?
Well, he gets the ending first, then he works backward.
Oh, come on.
Look, kid, just take him before his mother eats him, all right?
Have a good day at work, honey.
Homer cycles to work on Lisa's bike.
Stupid bicycle. Can't believe this. No good rotten. I guess it's not all bad.
I propose to determine the answer to the question, is my brother dumber than a hamster?
Hey, Lise, look what I can do.
Bart gets his fist stuck in his mouth.
Doggone it.
Lisa lays a treat on top of a miniature bookshelf in her doll's house. and the hamster moves the tiny sofa so it can reach it.
Remarkable. Stupid books. Hey, a cupcake.
Bart attempts to climb the bookshelf, but it falls over on top of him, and Maggie takes the cupcake.
Hamster 1, Bart 0. Experiment 2. The food is connected to a mild electrical current. The hamster has learned a valuable lesson. Beware the hand of man.
Bart finds an electrified cupcake and ignores the do not touch sign.
Wise guy, eh? Ow! Ow! Ow!
Hamster 2, Bart 0.
Now, if any of you ever think of drinking and driving again, this film will scare the pants off you.
A film of Wiggum in a paddling pool.
Guys, this is the wrong movie. Oh, wait a second. I do something really funny here.
He sprays his wife with a hose. The real film starts with the aftermath of a terrible car crash.
What a terrible waste. Hi, I'm actor Troy McClure. You might remember me from such driver's ed films as Alice's Adventures Through the Windshield Glass and the Decapitation of Larry Leadfoot. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be seeing actual film of car crash victims.
The attendees look horrified by the footage. One guy throws up in his own mouth but manages to swallow it back down. Homer is the only one who is enjoying the film.
Here's an appealing fellow. In fact, they're appealing him off the sidewalk.
It's funny, because I don't know him. I'm here for the Elkanon meeting.
Third door on your left. Coping with senility?
No, I'm here for microwave cookery. No, wait. Coping with senility.
My name is Ned.
Hello, Ned.
It's been 4,000 days since my last drink. It was my first and last blackberry schnapps.
Ned, did you clip Ann Landers today?
Ann Landers is a boring old biddy.
Ned!
I was more animal than man.
My name is Otto. I love to get blotto.
My name is Hans. Drinking has ruined my life. I'm 31 years old.
My name is Homer, and I'm just here because the court made me come.
Homer, with our help, you'll never touch a beer again.
So they say I might have a problem.
Homie, do you ever drink alone?
Does the Lord count as a person?
No.
Then yes.
Do you need a beer to fall asleep?
Thank you, that'd be nice.
Do you ever hide beer around the house?
Do I ever?
He grabs a beer from the toilet.
Do you ever drink to escape from reality?
Homer's body in the mirror is extremely buff. He makes his pecs bob up and down.
Homie, I'd like you to do something for me.
You name it.
I want you to give up beer for a month.
You got it. No deer for a month.
Did you say beer or deer?
Deer.
Please, homie. I know you can do this.
All right. Starting tomorrow, no beer for a month.
What was that noise?
I was saying, psst, I love you.
Bart, could you go get the cupcakes?
Cupcakes, yes, sweet cakes for all.
Bart reaches up for a pair of cupcakes, but his conditioning sends him into a nervous fit on the floor. Homer pours his beer down the sink.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17... I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen when I was 17.
Bart finds Lisa's project entitled, Is My Brother Dumber Than a Hamster?
She'll pay for this. I'm gonna crush her like this pellet. Ow! Ow!
He repeatedly shocks himself.
Ow! Ow!
Lisa returns to her room.
Looking for something?
What have you done with my report?
I've hidden it. To find it, you'll need to decipher a series of clues, each more fiendish.
Got it!
Oh!
Behold gravity in all its glory!
Milhouse's slinky fails.
Pretty lame, Milhouse.
Can I touch it?
I've worked too long and hard on this for you to screw it up now.
But it's got my name on it.
Just stand over there. Over there!
Behold the flying machine that will carry me, Phileas Fogg, around the world in 80 days!
Nelson shoots Martin's balloon.
Dang! I was aiming for his head!
Don't think about beer.
Ralph has an alcohol-fueled car.
Alcohol-fueled car? One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me.
I don't know if I like you experimenting on your brother.
Please, Mother. It's purely in the interest of science.
That'll learn him to bust my tomato.
Lisa is drawn towards a cheering crowd.
Step right up, folks. We'll answer the question that has been plaguing scientists for ages. Can hamsters fly planes?
Oh, look, he's got miniature goggles on.
Oh, and a little scarf. Isn't that adorable?
Oh, my goodness.
But this project has no scientific merit.
Oh, take a hike, sister.
Sour grapes.
Lisa, every good scientist is half B.F. Skinner and half P.T. Barnum. I don't think I need to see the other exhibits. First prize!
Okay.
One down, 29 to go.
Down with sexism! Down with sexism!
Look at all those feminists.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
The guys spray the feminists with beer, turning them into sexy bikini babes.
Yeah! Yeah.
All right!
TV, have you turned on me too?
Homer's at a baseball game.
The windup and the 2-2 pitch. Oh, no, sir, wait a minute. The batter is calling for time. Looks like he's going and getting himself a new bat. And now there's a beach ball on the field. And the ball boys are discussing which one of them's gonna go get it.
I never realized how boring this game is. I think I've lost weight.
You've never looked better. Thank you all for coming. We've got some very interesting developments in the field of supperware. Uh-huh. This is the 128-ounce tub. You can fit your whole head in it. Don't be scared, Jub-Jub. It's Mama.
I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer.
So, Homer, please feel free to tell us anything. There's no judgment here.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
I cast thee out!
Don't think about beer. Don't think about beer. Don't think about beer.
A billboard of a sexy woman advertising Duff causes Homer to swerve his bicycle across the road. A train whizzes past at a level crossing, each carriage bearing a giant Duff logo. His front tire hits a beer can, sending him flying. Then a message on an airship overhead reads, Surrender to Duff. A hatch opens on the airship and bottles of beer parachute down.
30 days.
I'm proud of you, homie.
Marge, I'm going to Moe's. Send the kids to the neighbors. I'm coming back loaded.
You don't have to start drinking right away. I was thinking we could go for a bike ride.
But Marge, the barflies are expecting me. Moe and Barney and that guy who calls me Bill.
But you look better. You don't sweat while you eat anymore. And look, you've saved more than $100. I found it in your pants.
Yoink!
Well, well, look who it is. Mr. I don't need alcohol to enjoy life. We hate him, right, fellas?
Moe? Give me a beer.
Hey, everybody! Homer's back!
Homer licks his lips as he prepares to take his first sip, but he hesitates and looks around at the other miserable barflies.
Come on, Homer. Do it for your old pal, Mosey.
Well, Mo, yesterday you called Homer a worthless sack of...
Pipe down, rub-a-dub.
Oh.
Put it in the fridge, Mo. I've got a date with my wife.
You'll be back. And so will you. And you. And you.
Of course I'll be back. If you didn't close, I'd never leave.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red.
La 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 la.
Homer and Marge cycle off into the sunset.
Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me. It won't, I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
Hehehehe